Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. I'm Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast, as we're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year, and we've been doing a lot of celebrating these days. One of the top 10 digital community colleges in the country, one of the top 25 overall. We're extremely proud of that when you look at the fact that there's nearly 1,500 two-year schools in the United States. We've got a great show for you here today, and we're going to lead off with Dr. Ray Harris. He's our Fine Arts Division Head. He's also a Phi Theta Kappa Advisor. And Dr. Harris, as always, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Dr. Harris, last fall you were named Humanities Teacher of the Year. You've won this award before. What was your initial reaction to that? And congratulations, by the way, on picking up another one of those Teachers of the Year awards.
It's very exciting, and I'm very honored to be chosen. There are any number of teachers here on campus that are equally qualified to receive this award, so I'm very honored.
Well, we're thrilled that you're a part of this Northeast family and very deserving of this Humanities Teacher of the Year. And with that, we've got a presentation tonight. It's going to be a big deal, 6 o'clock in the Heinz Hall Auditorium. What can we expect out of this tonight?
Well, the title of my program is called Compositional Techniques in Leonard Bernstein's Anniversaries for Solo Piano. The anniversaries are short little pieces that Bernstein composed some 29 of to honor certain people or certain occasions. They're very brief, a minute to two in length. And they all have very interesting stories and interesting compositional techniques that Bernstein used. So I'm going to discuss some of those in layman's terms, and then I'm going to play 7 of them. I'll also be bringing in a student, Landry Bennett from Newside High School. One of our freshman students will be singing one song from West Side Story, another landmark composition of Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah, well, Leonard Bernstein, of course, last year, for some of you that don't know, would have celebrated his 100th anniversary of the day he was born. And I tell you what, we were talking about it, Dr. Harris, before we went on the air today. You've got a very special connection. You've been a big fan of this gentleman for a long time.
That's right. When I was growing up, he was an iconic musician in the United States. And at the time I was at LSU, and by the way, I wrote my dissertation on these anniversaries, but at the time I was at LSU, he was very much in the limelight in the closing years of his life. He conducted a performance in Berlin, Germany in 1989, just after the Berlin Wall fell. Some of you might remember that event. And that was just months before he died in 1990. During this time when I was at LSU, he also released 13 of these anniversaries for solo piano. And so all of those things, being a real current topic, really sparked my interest in Bernstein and then led to my dissertation.
Wow. And now we fast forward and for the big presentation tonight. So I'll tell you what, the spring semester is off and running here at Northeast, and we're going to start this first month off with a bang. Congratulations again on this honor of yours, and all the best tonight.
Thank you very much, Will.
From Ray Harris to Kent Ferris, it's the Harris and Ferris Show this week on Tiger Talk. Kent Ferris, the athletic director, kind enough to join us once again on Tiger Talk. And Kent, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Will.
It's always great to have you. And, of course, basketball, a rare off night this Thursday. Of course, last night we were in Senatobia taking on Northwest. Both teams have had their share of really nice moments so far this year.
Yeah, we're pleased with where they are. I know that Coach Mays and Coach Wright have been working extremely hard. You know, we had a little bit of difficulty coming back with the long break during Christmas, but we got a big win with boys over at Etowamba. And we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, Brendan, the Lady Tigers had that big win back in December against number 4 Shelton State. That's always good. Baseball and softball officially started practice last week. Won't be long before both those teams will be starting their 2019 campaigns.
Yeah, I kind of look out the door and see the cold weather and know that baseball and softball season are here. But I know that Coach Long and Coach Harrelson are both excited to get their groups going and, drive by every day and see the new complex going up. So there's a lot of excitement about our spring sports.
Well, there's no question about that. And just think, you brought up the Field of Dreams and that whole campaign, the fundraising campaign, because next year at this time, we'll be getting ready to get into those that state-of-the-art facility. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't either, Will. It's going to be outstanding.
Oh, it really will be. By the way, softball does open on February 1st at Jackson State. We'll have Jody Long on the show that will air on January 29th. And then Richie Harrelson and the Tigers, they'll open hosting Calhoun on February 12th. We'll have Richie on the February 5th show. Hard to believe, but actually Jody will have a couple doubleheaders under the Lady Tigers belt before baseball starts this year.
Good luck, too, because yes. It's cold out there right now.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And also tough to be thinking about with this cold weather. But golf, Coach Derek Devon, he's busy recruiting these days, trying to get his first signing class together. They'll begin competition next school year.
And we're really excited about getting the golf program back reinstated. And Derek's been working extremely hard, and Coach Devon's, I know he's going to do an outstanding job with these guys.
Yeah, he really will. And speaking of recruiting, the football coaching staff, they've been out and trying to get that signing class. That first Wednesday of February will be here very soon. And, of course, they're working hard to improve on what happened last year and make next fall better for the Tigers.
Yeah, I think that Coach Davis and his group have been working extremely hard on the road. And, you know, you look at social media and I see where we've had several commitments already.
Right.
And we're looking forward to signing day and getting these new faces here with the Tigers.
Well, you know, and speaking of signing day, of course, you had the early signing period there. And back in December, we had 10 of our Tiger football team sign with four-year schools. Obviously, Sam Williams going to Ole Miss was a biggie. Edgton going to University of Houston. I know we had a UAB signee. And speaking of UAB, one of our former Tigers, Anthony Rush, I know we were talking before we went on the air. He was the defensive MVP in that Boca Raton Bowl for UAB.
And Anthony had an outstanding 2 years here, and he just continued that over at UAB, and we're very pleased, very happy for him with the honors that he got in the bowl game.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting from your standpoint, Kent, because you've been here, been a part of the Northeast family for so long, and as an athletic director, you can look at your different programs, and you can see how former Tigers are excelling on all the different sports. I mean, this year in the NFL, once again, Northeast was well represented. You looked at last year's NCAA basketball tournament. You see former Tigers there. It's got to be very satisfying from your perch as the athletic director.
Yeah, I look forward every night to going on the social media and looking, seeing how our guys are doing. We got several basketball guys out there, Shaq Cannon up at Murray State, and his brother out at New Mexico, and saw Wesley a couple of times last week on playing for West Virginia. And you got Dee and Kendall over at UNA. They got their first two conference wins this past week. And, you know, they're stepping into Division I. So, Coach Wright's guys have done really well. And then I also saw where Brenda's girl, Shelby Wilbanks, set a new scoring record at Charleston Southern. I think she had a 30-point game the other night. And saw that on social media. So we got a lot of people out there doing a lot of good things. And, you know, we just had Daniel Ross in the NFL playoffs with the Cowboys. Of course, they didn't make it past this last weekend, but Daniel had an outstanding year, and the Cowboys had an outstanding year.
No question about that. Well, I'll tell you what, can't thank you enough for your time. I know these are busy times for you. You rocking and rolling, so we'll get you on a future Tiger Talk and keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you, Will.
A couple friendly reminders before we go this week. First, it's not too late to sign up for online classes here for the spring semester. Those classes begin on January 22nd, so you still have time to sign up for those. Also, a couple events we're hosting tonight, the Prentice County Spelling Bee at 7 o'clock in the Seth Pounds Auditorium. Also this Saturday, Boy Scout Merit Day. Northeast, by the way, will be closed next Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Next Tuesday, big day, the first art exhibit of 2019 will open next Tuesday in the Anderson Art Gallery as master graphics work out of Tupelo will be on display. And then next Tuesday night, Northeast basketball returns home as the Tigers and Lady Tigers will entertain Holmes Community College, 5:30 for the ladies, 7:30 for the guys. We'll also be at home next Thursday night as well. And with that, we put a bow on this week's show. We can't thank Michael Miller enough for all of his work behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So for Ray Harris and Kent Ferris, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.